Thank you, John, for singing that song about an anchor that we have. I'm so glad for that. This morning, I would like to talk a little bit about storms. And I know we're thinking about Christ being risen, but before he did, there was a storm, right? Thinking about storms and things that, hard things that happen to us in our lives, I trust this morning that together we can be encouraged and challenged as we look at God's word, and we can be reminded of what a great God we serve, how he's always there for us. Open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 and 27, through 27. But before I read that, I want to tell you about one of the worst storms that I've been through. And it wasn't like this kind of storm, nature, but something had happened in my heart, in my life. And it's been many years ago. I think I was probably about 5 or 6. And that was the time when my biological dad died. That day, my world fell apart. And I still remember that day like it was yesterday. And I don't know this morning what storm is raging in your heart. And maybe there are more than just one storm. But I'm so glad that we have a God that cares and that he's always there to pick us up. I think the best way that I can describe how I felt that day is there's a thunderstorm outside and it's dark and it's thundering and lightning and the wind is blowing and it's raining hard, maybe a day like today, but it was dark. And I didn't have a place to go for protection. That's how I felt. So when we talk about God being our refuge, our shield, and our protector, that means a lot to me because I know how it feels to not have that protection. But God has been faithful to me over the years. With people at the children's home, different people that work there, they show their love and that they care. And then also with my adopted parents. And God has blessed me with good friends here in this church. Okay, so now let's read Matthew 8, verses 23 to 27, I'll be making a few comments. And when he was entered, talking about Jesus, into a ship, his disciples follow him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awake, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? When he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Where was Jesus when the disciples were in this great storm? He was right beside them. Where is God when we're going through a hard time? I believe he's with us, but when the night is dark and we're scared, we lose our focus and we panic, just like the disciples did in this passage. But he says that, I couldn't find this verse, but that he's always with us. And he's not going to forsake us. Also Hebrews 13:5 says, Cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. He is not only with us, but he is able to help us, I believe, in any situation. It says in Ephesians 3:20 that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask. Perhaps you're feeling alone this morning, and like nobody understands your struggle. I encourage you to call upon Jesus like the disciples did. Invite him into your situation. He alone can make the difference in our lives that nobody else can. You know, sometimes we find ourselves in situations and other people with us trying to help us, but we feel stuck. But I believe when Jesus comes into our struggle, he can help us. I don't think we need to feel stuck or hopeless anymore. We also notice in verse 23, that the disciples followed Jesus into the boat. They were obeying Jesus, and this storm came. Sometimes we might be tempted to think that if we follow Jesus, everything's going to be smooth sailing. We're not going to have any struggles. But in John 16:33, Jesus said that in this world you will have tribulations, but take heart, I have overcome the world. We don't have a promise of an easy life, but we know that he is going to be with us. In verse 27, says the disciples marveled at him. They had witnessed many miracles, but maybe they did not know that Jesus could also control the forces of nature like you did here, calm the storm. Calming the storm was a miracle, but perhaps the greatest miracle was that they were able to see Jesus for who he was. He was not an ordinary man. He is the Son of God. He is the creator of the universe. So he alone is worthy of our praise and worship. I trust that we can do that this morning. Let's bow our heads to pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, that we have the privilege to serve a God that is alive. Thank you that we have a God of hope, that it doesn't matter what situation we're in. You're always there to help us. You're willing. But not only that, you are able. And we thank you so much for that privilege that we have to serve a great God like you. Lord, you know each one of our hearts gathered this morning. You know what each person is struggling with, what their storm is. I prayed that you would minister to each one of their hearts and that you would give them hope. I pray that today we could see you and to be marvel by your power, by your presence. Thank you so much that we have a place of protection. We have a refuge in you. And I pray that we could go to that refuge when the tempest comes. We don't know where else to go but to hide in you. In Jesus' name, amen.